It wasn't an easy task for Sinhalese mask dancers to wear these masks. In order to incorporate a king and queen at the culmination of the ritual Kolam dance theatre. The king's high, openwork crown was difficult to balance. On top of that, the wearer had only a narrow vision slit to look through. The costume also included embroidered jackets and intricately patterned hip cloths. In their complete finery, accompanied by the whistling sound of drums, the royal couple presented an impressive spectacle. Members of the cast of fishermen on Sri Lanka's west and southwest coasts developed the highly complex tradition of Kolam theatre over the last 200 years.
According to myth, these performances had their origin in the cravings of a queen during her pregnancy. She had a burning desire to see a masked play. In ancient times, though, this form of theatre was still unknown, so the unhappy queen slowly pined away. The king and his ministers didn't know what to do. Finally, the god of the craftsmen had mercy. He provided the masks and texts for the Kolam plays. The king commanded that they be performed and the pregnant queen recovered. In today's Kolam theatre, a series of other characters precede the arrival of the royal couple. Scenes from daily life illustrate the economic and social circumstances of the villagers. The play is also an outlet for expressions of dissent. Injustice and misrule by the powerful are condemned. Eventually, a benevolent demon appears and chases away distrust and envy. Kolam performances were once held frequently, especially during full moon nights and always during the week of New Year's. People were supposed to enter the new year with a pure heart and a spirit of equanimity. Today, however, this form of theatre is dying out.